one of the best jobs on the planet because he gets to play with the toys that we all like to use. Ed, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I guess our phone line didn't like you earlier. My apologies
for
that.
Yeah, you know that technology stuff.
Tell us about the new iPod. I wanted to come to an expert. Is it everything that it's cracked up to be?
It's pretty sweet. What's really sweet about it, Tony, is the screen. It's, you know, you say, well, it's got a nice screen. Lots of devices have nice screens, including the earlier iPads. But when you put it side by side, you know, this new one compared to the old one, it's like you came through LASIK surgery or something. The screen is as sharp as anything I've seen on a mobile device.
When it comes to all the apps that are can be available for it and the clarity and the ease of use, where do you rank it?
It's right up there. I've said it's the best tablet out there. You know, if you're willing to spend the money, and the new one starts at $499, goes up from there. There are cheaper tablets out there, and there are a lot of decent tablets out there, but I think this is the creme de la creme.
What's the drawback to it, if any?
Well, one of the drawbacks for some people certainly would be price, but they really, and there's not a lot of expansion, you know, things like that, things that geeks like to point out, you know, there's no USB connector, things like that, but this is all minor stuff. I think for most people out there, this is going to do what you want it to do.
People are dropping that 500 bones, aren't they, Ed?
Sure are. Apple announced yesterday that they sold 3 million through the first weekend. That's an astonishing number when you think about it. 3 million of what is really the third generation iPad. I mean, you know, we've seen it now through a couple of iterations. That's pretty remarkable.
You know, I've asked some computer experts, people who deal with computers for a living, Ed, and I asked them if they thought that the tablet and tablets like the new iPad are going to take over for laptops, and they thought that perhaps not at home or for business, but when it comes to everything else that you don't do, especially if you're traveling, it will replace the PC.
Yeah, I mean, I travel a fair bunch, and I see lots of people using these on airplanes. I use them on airplanes, you know, whether it's to watch movies or play games or read e-books. The laptop still has its place, and I travel with that as well. I mean, you still, in a lot of situations, want that physical keyboard that you're going to see on a laptop. But, you know, if you're consuming stuff for reading, for learning, for entertainment, the iPad and the tablets in general are pretty darn special.
Ed, I didn't get a chance to chat with you prior to the Vegas Tech Show. Did you see anything out there that was cool, that was neat, that's new to come?
Well, I got to go back now. I mean, there's always a lot of attention paid to the latest and greatest in TV, you know, better screens, bigger screens, 3D TV, connected TV, meaning your TV is connected to the Internet. You think, well, why does, you know, isn't it enough that my computer is connected to the Internet? Well, the point there is that you're going to tap into extra content sources, whether it's YouTube, whether it's a Netflix. You know, you see apps on your TV. That's something that we've seen now for a couple of years, but I think you're going to see more and more of that moving forward. And we mentioned tablets. Everybody wants a tablet. It's just, or everybody's pushing a tablet, I should say. But very few are as successful as the iPad.
Ed Begg is the tech writer for USA Today. You can find his columns online if you go to usatoday.com. Where do you send people, Ed, if they want to read more about your work?
Yeah, usatoday.com/tech. You'll find me there. But go to usatoday.com. Lots of good stuff on our website.
All right. Thanks so much, Ed. Enjoy your day.
You too. Always a pleasure.